Today from Adelaide is Poe and Sarah, and we are going to talk about Sweet Petite. Thanks for coming over on a very cold Melbourne morning.
Pleasure.
It is very crispy.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
And you've been up really, really early.
Yeah.
That must have been a struggle.
Oh, it wasn't too bad. We're used to it, aren't we?
Yes.
We're in the kitchen pretty early most mornings to run our cafe. Yeah.
Yeah.
So we're used to it.
So what's a typical morning like? 5 o'clock?
Yeah. Yep. For me, Sarah comes in later and then stays later, and I come in later. Earlier and leave
and
earlier.
And you fire the oven and do all that.
Yeah, do all the baking.
So you and Sarah have been friends for like forever.
Yeah.
It has been a very long time. It doesn't feel that long, but then when we think about when we actually graduated from uni, it's been 18 years. 18 years.
And you, Sarah, have been instrumental to Poe's career change.
Oh, well, yes. I mean, only very incidentally, but...
The text. The original text. I think you should do this.
And that was MasterChef.
Yeah.
Many years ago.
Yeah.
Yes.
And it's brought you together into a path of partnerships from the farmer's market to a cafe.
Yeah.
Wow. And now a book.
Yes.
And not to mention TV series.
Yes.
We can see Sarah once in a while.
In the background.
She's a bit shy. So.
What's it like working with your friend or your best friend?
We find it quite easy.
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
I think it's also because our partners are involved as well, and we've all got strengths in different areas, so we all kind of bounce each other out eventually. If there's any issues, one person might be better at dealing with it than the other, so it all kind of evens out in the end. It kind of works quite well.
Serendipitously, it's worked out that we all have skills in areas that the business needs.
Yeah.
So it works
what do you do when you have a disagreement or a bad day?
We do have them.
Yeah.
And we're learning to deal with it a bit better, I think.
Yes.
I think we should just keep it a secret.
Just hold it in.
Yeah. But as a business now, we've realised. Yeah, we've had to develop different skills, haven't
yes.
we? As
oh, definitely.
Friends. And then to bring that into the business. It does get a little bit like awkward sometimes,
I guess.
Yes. But we've just learnt to have to be a bit more straightforward in the way that we communicate.
Mm.
And it's kind of now we're united in what's best for the business as opposed to, you know, driving it on a personal level.
Mm. Mm. In my case, when I have a disagreement with someone, it's always best sorted out through a plate of good food.
Oh,
is that what happens?
Yeah. That,
there's a lot of food around all the time.
Yeah. I think with us, it's, I don't know, we haven't really had any really major disagreements.
No, there's never been any big falling outs or anything like that. It's usually minor.
And Sweet Petite is a children's book that talks about friendship.
It is.
It's about someone nurturing a friend, and then the friend learns to grow up and walks away, but eventually comes back.
Mm.
Is that sort of like what happened, or just something you made up?
No, it was just something that I made up. Yeah,
we've been solid friends since we were at uni. I think it's just an analogy.
Yeah.
It's just growing up in different paths and then meeting together again.
Yeah.
Because you're both illustrators.
Yes.
And you did the pictures. Mm-hmm. And Poe mentioned earlier that you had difficulty with words. So Poe came in the middle of the project.
Mm-hmm.
How did that work out?
It was fairly easy, actually.
Yeah.
I didn't feel like there was any... I think because Sarah's illustrations are so beautiful and so well thought out, it made my job very, very easy, really.
But you're an illustrator too, did you say?
Yes.
Maybe we should do this, we should do that?
No, none.
Not really, no.
None at all.
Poe's brilliant like that. She's never really told me what to draw.
I love Sarah's illustrations. I think because our styles are so different.
Mm.
And I love what Sarah does because I can't draw like her. She has... she loves doing like little tablescapes and drawing animals and stuff. And I don't really do that.
It's interesting because I could never paint like Poe does faces. They're just a nightmare for me. And like those really large canvases that Poe does. They're so beautifully painted. I could, it's just like looking at that is just a nightmare for me.
So we can say that you guys compliment each
other.
Yeah,
we do. We do, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like husband and wife.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We're life partners, yeah.
Do your partners ever get jealous? You spend too much time with Poe. You spend
not
too
really.
Much time.
No, no, because it's yeah, no, it's always been like that.
So with
yeah,
you yeah. guys working together, it's almost like a girls' night out or a girls' day out almost every day.
It's not really because it's really hard work.
So. Yeah,
but it makes it easier.
But
that,
we chat a lot, like you know, like. When you're baking it, you know, you know, when your hands are busy, you tend to just chat. And yeah, so we do spend a lot of time.
So the recipe in Sweet Petite is original?
Yes, yeah.
Whose are they? Are yours?
Well, they're mine, but they're kind of a combination of things that we make at the cafe and for the market as well. So, and I knew they'd be quite easy to make.
And I was telling you earlier that the words were pretty easy.
Yes.
Because for me, when I want to cook something or bake something, the first thing I look at is how many ingredients?
Yes.
And is it complicated? Sometimes it's not complicated, but the words make it complicated.
Right.
So easy understanding of the recipe helps a lot.
Was that one of the things
that you considered?
Poe actually simplified all the text on the recipes for me, so I just kind of, I'm not very good at that either. So Anne Poe is brilliant at rewriting recipes. So she's the one that made it so simple to, you know, to read and to make. So
because I started baking as an adult. And the first time I saw the word fold, I was like, what is fold? And there wasn't no smartphones yet. And so I had to go to the dictionary and stuff or ask someone, you know, for someone who doesn't have a clue, you know, words like that can make a lot of difference.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's one of the trickiest things with recipe writing that people kind of underestimate. And it's funny that you say that sometimes the words make it seem difficult, because to explain fold takes about three sentences and that immediately puts people off. But if you don't explain it, they don't know what to do. So if you just look at a block of text, it might seem like there's a lot to do, but really you might be trying to hold someone's hand through a very simple process that they're not familiar with, but it takes three or four sentences to describe it. So that's a tricky thing about recipe writing. It's to not intimidate and overwhelm the person with too many words, yet at the same time make it clear to someone who's a bit of a novice, you know.
And a children's book. Why a children's book?
That's kind of our background. I mean, as illustrators.
Illustrators, yeah, that's kind of what the focus is when we're, you know, studying. And I love kids' books. I've always still love them, still buy them all the time. It's just something that I'm really interested in. And Poe as well.
Yeah.
Just, yeah, they really speak to us, you know.
Yeah.
And it brings me back to my childhood.
Yeah.
The text, not just the text, but the illustration. Mm. It reminds me of books similar to Peter Rabbit. You know, it's all animals and the colors. And, you know, it just, so if I was in a bookshop, I'd look at it and it will bring back a lot of memories.
Mm. I think it's like the whole little world thing.
Yeah.
We always talk about that. Like, you know, as a child, you always want to believe that there's little worlds that exist outside of your world, you know.
Under a leaf, you find this tiny
mushroom.
Little.
Yeah. So, it, you know, it's all about little worlds, and I think Sweet Petite really. Yeah.
But Sweet Petite is not just for the young ones, isn't it? It's for everyone.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. No, it is.
What's next?
We don't know yet. There's heaps of, I've got many ideas. Well, I really want to make Sweet Petite in Paris. So she goes to the land of cakes.
Wow.
She also really loves fashion.
She does. So, yeah, fashion and cakes. You know,
and France, maybe she'll do landscaping on the side.
Yeah, a little bit of gardening. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, thanks very much for your time and thanks for sharing your story.
You're welcome. It's a pleasure to be here.
So Sweet Petite out right now. Thanks, Paul. Thanks, Sarah.
Thank you.
SBS.
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 This is SBS Radio.